Are you ready? Are your pants on?
Just a couple of superstars hanging out in the men's room.
Oh. Hey, this is Tom.
That guy's attractive, Doug.
Remember that first time you robin-fed your boo? Warm meat and breath you chewing fill the air. The brisket sweats wash over you both, while that sticky sweet sauce binds your taut, rewarding bodies.
It make my ass chesty.
Love yourself. Love me. Love Salt and Smoke.
This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box on CBS Sports Radio 920, InsideSTL.com. It's our pleasure to get together with the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel, who is on his way back to St. Louis. Rick, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
Real good. Hey, did you happen to see the Barry Bonds story where he told Terrence Moore that he regrets the way he acted towards everybody and he admitted he was a big jerk? And first of all, did you see it? And how about an overall reaction?
I just saw a teaser to it. I didn't see the entire story, but yeah, Bond's going to behave better over the years, and maybe he's trying to help himself in the Hall of Fame voting as we go forward here.
Yeah, I'm wondering, too, he has two major strikes against him for the Hall of Fame. One, the steroid stuff, and two, his relationship with the media. But if he starts to repair his image as the hitting coach for the Marlins, and comes out and speaks and admits his mistakes to everybody in all the major league cities, do you think that softens the blow and his 44% of the Hall of Fame voting increases?
Well, I don't think it should be held against him that he was a little bit surly toward the media. We're supposed to be voting on what he accomplished. Now, the steroids thing is another matter. You know, he hasn't exactly been altogether forthcoming about that part of his career. So, I think he's still going to have a hard time. Now, the way the Hall of Fame has reconfigured the process, these guys only get 10 elections now, and he's already coming up on 5 and or 6. So he may not get in through the vote. He's still got to get to 75%. He and Clemens both, and that's a long way to go.
Yeah, are there many examples of guys who are now at 44% getting to 75%?
I can't think of any right now. I'm sure there has been. But that's now maybe with 5 years to go, there's a possibility. But you don't see it in 1 year. Like for instance, Lee Smith is in the 30s right now, and this is his last election. He was grandfathered in where he gets 15 elections, but he's not going to make up 40% in 1 year. And Bonds is, and Clemens have been in the 30s and 40s for just the 4 years they've been on. They haven't had much difference in the vote each year. So I just don't think it's going to happen. They might get close, and maybe 3 or 4 years from now when they get right to the end, maybe there'll be all kinds of confessions made. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess you could argue, with Clemens being roughly in the same shape of Bonds, and Clemens was actually pretty good to the media, you're right from your initial point that maybe it has nothing to do with it.
I mean, there are guys like Jim Rice was, I understand, hard to deal with for the media in Boston and elsewhere. There's other guys that, Steve Carlton was hard to deal with for the media for a long time. And that had no bearing on my vote for any of those guys. But the other stuff does.
You know, the crazy thing about Bonds is, at times, he could be the most charming guy on earth. I remember he came to St. Louis and he did that one press conference at Old Busch Stadium. And he was just unbelievable how great he was. And then after the game that night, he turned into a horse's A again. I remember Jack Buck telling me one time that he asked Barry Bonds twice to be on a pregame show, and Bonds turned Jack Buck down, and he said, "I didn't ask a third time." How about instances with you?
We got along okay. Anytime I had a question for him, he would answer it. It might not be necessarily on the time you wanted to have it asked and answered, but I didn't have a whole lot of trouble with him. I could see on a daily basis where he might be difficult to deal with. And in the postseason situations, he was. I've seen worse guys than that, certainly.
But you're saying that Adam Wainwright on a day-to-day basis is a little bit easier to deal with than Barry Bonds?
Slightly better, yes.
All right. Let's get to Jaime Garcia. This first inning of his is just kind of troubling. We just looked at it. His ERA is in the sevens in the first inning, and it's in the twos, innings two through nine. He didn't pitch that poorly yesterday, though.
Well, actually, after the first inning, even though he wasn't as sharp as he had been in many of his starts, he got out of jams. He got Maldonado, the catcher, out twice with the bases loaded, and the catcher who was 3 for 35. Now, unfortunately, that catcher hit a home run off Bowman the next time he batted, but Jaime was all right, but he admitted, and it's kind of a staple, that you can't walk a leadoff guy in the game, especially on four pitches, because usually bad things happen after that.
As you wrote about this morning, Yadier Molina is now tied with Matt Holliday for most games played by a Cardinal, 52 out of 54. If you're in charge, if you're running the club, does that seem a little bit high?
A little bit, but... Now, he just had a day off Sunday, and they're off today. They're off next Monday. There's five off days between now and the 23rd, so they shouldn't have to really monitor his workload too much this month. It's toward the end of the summer, you know, July, August will be a different story when they start playing every day. But this month should be an easy month. And whatever is happening with his batting average, there was quite a long time there we hit a lot of balls hard. He's not hitting as many balls hard. Now he's just in a little bit of a slump. But that's not what his value really is to the club, but I don't see any great fatigue here. But when you see the numbers, then you know the question gets asked.
What in the heck has happened to Brian Pena? This was supposed to be like a month injury. This thing has gone on a lot longer than people thought.
Well, his body is not the greatest baseball body in the world. It takes some time for him to get back in shape. And with Fryer having done so well in the limited appearances he's made, there isn't a great rush to have Pena back. They hope to have Pena available at the start of the season for a bat off the bench. Well, their bench, they need no bats off the bench. They got plenty. So he'll get back here eventually. He caught well in spring training. He throws okay, and he's a good guy in the clubhouse, and he's a good hitter. But, it's taken longer than people thought, and I guess he never had knee surgery before, so nobody knew exactly how long it would take him to come back.
Speaking of the bench, do you anticipate Tommy Pham for Hazel Baker in the near future?
I've been asked about that a little bit, and Pham's hitting 271 at Memphis and does not deserve to be there. He had one at bat in the big league. He made the team out of spring training, had one at bat, first game of the year, got hurt. Hazel Baker does, even when he's not hitting, which is now, offer up good defense and good speed off the bench, and he has hit three home runs as a pinch hitter. So I guess you could make that move, but I think Hazel Baker could be the more complete player as far as his defense and maybe base stealing ability, and Pham is probably the better hitter. So it depends what you're looking for. And, you got one left-handed hitter, one right-handed hitter. Maybe you want to have another right-handed hitter in Pham. I don't know. That's a tough call. Those guys are both good enough to be in the big leagues, not necessarily on this team.
Hmm. What are you hearing about Johnny Peralta? I know he suffered a cut on his hand. How quickly are we going to see him?
I don't know. He still hasn't played in Memphis yet. He was supposed to play until Tuesday at Springfield and then play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Memphis and then come back, you know, for part of this weekend series with the Giants, which is not going to happen. So Memphis is going to go on the road again after tomorrow. So I don't know what the deal is on that. He might be, they can stop his option. He gets 20 days, but I'm sure they pulled him back off that option temporarily to get him with that and get his hand right. So I don't think we're going to see him this weekend as we'd figured. I think he's still another week away, probably.
What a fascinating season for Brandon Moss, who is last on the team in batting average, first in home runs, and almost at a Ruthian pace with 10 homers in just 132 at-bats.
This is the kind of hitter he is. He's an all-or-nothing guy, and he admits that. Yesterday, he fouled off some balls from Jeffers, who's a tough closer, until he got the one he wanted. Now, if he had a bat against that Davies kid, I'm sure he would have struck out because he's not good at handling those changeups, I don't think. No one's anybody else yesterday. But Moss is an interesting guy to have on your team. Everybody'd love to have him. Now, at $8.5 million this year, with the likelihood of him going to $10 million or so next year, I don't think he can afford a guy like that if he's not going to be a regular player. here, almost everybody's a regular player, so you have to look at it two ways, I guess. But yeah. Enjoy this season with him, because you probably won't be seeing him next year.
I wonder if the Cardinals have ever had a player who's not a starter who leads them in home runs, or if any team has ever had a player like this.
I can't think of anybody, but he's got a shot if he gets enough at bats.
Yeah.
Now, with Adams having hit well and played well, he's going to get more time at first base in the next two-thirds of the season than he did in the first third of the season, even though Adams and Moss have both played a lot of games. But you won't see Moss's often down there, and you won't see Holiday there at all, probably. But he's in left field now for every night, pretty much, and Adams and Moss are sharing first.
So the Cardinals have basically had seven starts in a row where your pitcher has given you a chance to win the game. You know, yesterday, giving up two runs in five innings, you still gave your team a chance. With that said, do you believe the Cardinals are their record 28-26, or do you believe this is a better team?
Well, I believe every team is what its record is whenever you ask the question. But are they a better team? Yes, because they should pitch better than this. They should have several turns through the rotation, not just one, where they have the ability to hold the opposition down and stay in the game because of their offense. So I can still see them as a 90-win team. Now, I don't think 90 wins is going to win the division. The Cubs might win 190, but it doesn't mean you can't make the playoffs with 90. I think you should be able to. So I think there's good. They're trending more upward than downward. Yeah, it looked bad yesterday, but they still won two out of three. And that's a game yesterday is one of those games you're just going to lose. That guy was too dominant. He didn't throw anything more than about 90, and most of them were in the 70s. But he beat them fair and square, and I don't think he had put too much stock in that game, other than the fact it just got beat. And I think they're a better club than what people might think, but they deserve to be 28-26.
Good stuff. Commish, have a safe trip back. We'll see you back in St. Louis this weekend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box, CBS Sports Radio 920, and InsideSTL.com. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we want to get to our potential texters of the day, communicators of the day. You will win a gift certificate to Lion's Choice. We'll be right back.